1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The high-stakes Senate election runoff in Georgia is just about a day off now. Republican Herschel Walker trying to take the seat of Democrat Raphael Warnock. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
The current president and his predecessor stayed away during the runoff, but one president who did return to Georgia, Barack Obama.
You deserve a senator you can be proud of. Somebody who will talk straight to you.
Ex-President Donald Trump still wants the last election overturned and in a social media post suggests suspending parts of the Constitution that prevent that.
He's saying there's an alternative to a new election. It's simply installing me, Donald Trump, as president again. That should be unacceptable to a vast majority. Some of his hardcore supporters would happily do that.
UVA political professor and political analyst Larry Sabato. It could be days before everybody in Moore County, North Carolina gets electricity back. Gunshots have taken out two power substations.
The Moore County Sheriff's Department saying investigators are still working to determine a motive, but adding that the person or people responsible knew exactly what they were doing, calling the attack targeted.
CBS's Nicole Skanga. With oil prices dropping, oil producers, including the OPEC cartel, now plan to go ahead with planned production cuts. By the way, the current average price of a gallon of gas, that's $3.41, according to AAA. Iranian state media report that Iran's prosecutor general has closed that country's much-detested morality police. It does things like arrest people who violate Iran's Islamic dress code. It has been the target of weeks of protests.
The fact that the regime has decided to make this ploy of announcing that they are ceasing these police brutality against women itself indicates that there has been a change. Not enough of a change, but I think there has been a change.
Abbas Milani directs the Iranian Studies program at Stanford University. A beloved children's television personality has died, Monica Ricks reports.
Bob McGrath joined the cast of Sesame Street back when it first premiered in 1969. He spent nearly five decades on the show.
Sing a song.
Over the weekend, McGrath's family shared he died peacefully at his home. On Twitter, Sesame Workshop also paid tribute to the beloved star, saying his performances brought joy and wonder to generations of children around the world.
And we have lost one of our own, longtime CBS News radio editor Diane James. She always made us sound a lot better. She has died at the age of 68. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Plan Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. within the council chambers at City Hall on 444 West Grand Avenue. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will hold their meeting at 6 p.m. in Stevens Point. The Portage County Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The City of Adams will hold their City Council meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. at 101 North Main Street in Adams. The Adams County Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse, located at 401 Adams Street in Friendship. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 20. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, highs level off around 35. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 28.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Jack Smith was personally selected by Merrick Garland and his team. They know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
They want a hard partisan because they want to indict Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
This
oh, good.
Is the weaponization
Yay.
Of the Department of Justice. It's an abuse of power, huh. And it's wrong.
Is that because they want to sideline him from running for president?
Absolutely. They hate President Trump. They
sure.
hate him
That's
with
it.
A passion, so and they're willing to go to any length to try to defeat him.
Yes, to put a criminal in jail. That's so unusual for the Department of Justice. Finally, something we agree with Ted Cruz on.
Yay! Ted Cruz hates Trump, too. He just can't say it out loud.
Okay. Hey, it's time to talk to America's newsman.
Ali Velshi's here in the 17 seconds that he is not on MSNBC.
Ali,
we love
morning.
You, Ali Velshi.
Ali Velshi.
If you have questions for us, say good morning to Ali Velshi. Hello, Ali.
Come on with mom.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Ali Velshi.
Good morning to you, friend.
Okay. So, I just have to say, did you ever think you would be discussing, I don't know, a Republican Party that gives a platform to someone that outwardly says, wasn't that Hitler great? I mean, it's not funny, but it's just this insanity.
Right.
Do you watch the clip yesterday?
It's not funny. A lot of this is not funny, except that these are people who control things in society, right? They're not
they're not
a bunch of fringe yahoos. They're fringe yahoos in charge of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're being enabled by more what you would have thought of were more mainstream fringy people, right? Regular conservatives.
Right.
And that's what I'm having trouble with, is why is condemning this a problem? Why is Nick Fuentes meeting with Donald Trump? Because that's just stupid to say that you wouldn't know who he is, although he used exactly the same language about meeting with Nick Fuentes as he did when David Duke endorsed him in 2016, if you remember. And the Kanye West stuff, it's like, just stop already. Every time this guy talks, he says something ridiculous. At some point, Donald Trump's got to evaluate. I'd like to win more votes than the other guy next time, which means I've got to appeal to a different crowd because I've got 100% of the extremist, white nationalist, Holocaust-denying, racist, misogynistic, sexist, homophobic crowd. So I've got to grow my pie a little bit. And Ye and Fuentes are not helping me do that. So I don't – there's no part of this that makes sense in this world, but Stephanie, there's many parts of the last 6 years that haven't made sense.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the fact that the House Judiciary GOP just took down finally yesterday their tweet that just said Kanye, Elon, Trump, which is a perfect – that's who they think are their heroes. That's their Mount Rushmore, right? And it took – I mean, here's the thing. They don't disapprove of his anti-Semitism. They're just like, don't be mentally ill enough to say it so explicitly.
Right.
Don't actually
right.
say Hitler was great and I hate Jews. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's fairly developed anti-Semitism. It's not just the odd thing. I think it does happen that it's not, there's no excuse for it, but inadvertently someone will make a comparison to Hitler that's inappropriate or say something that they right. didn't know was a well-established trope. That's not what's going on with Ye. He goes deep into stuff. He's clearly reading stuff or getting it from someone that is really, really deep, subliminal and sometimes fully conscious anti-Semitism. At some point, the president does, it is a clown car around him, but it's actually a clown car of real people who've held positions in the world, some of whom are Jewish. Like, at some point, someone needs to tell this guy, what exactly are you doing? What he's doing is solidifying that 30% base that won't go to Ron DeSantis or anyone else. He is guaranteeing that it might be a couple of cycles before the Republican Party is able to once again function as a party that has policy discussions.
Yeah.
And I welcome that when they come back.
What do you make of Elon? What do you make of Elon Musk going, oh, no, this is too much now. Now he's pulling his Twitter account. I mean, what was the difference between all his previous Jew-hating tweets?
What was the difference between all his previous stuff? But he's been, you know, Elon Musk has been uniquely crazy this week, right? He talked about how Tim Cook was going to censor him, which it really speaks to Elon Musk's fundamental misunderstanding of the First Amendment, and that is that the government cannot censor what you do. Apple can totally take Twitter off the App Store if it feels like it. The discussion was actually around Twitter not moderating its content and Apple doing that, so that would have been entirely justified. But now he says he's hanging around with Tim Cook, and it was all a misunderstanding. I don't know why anybody listens to him either. At some point, stop listening to Kanye about anything and stop listening to Elon Musk about anything, which is sad, by the way, in both cases, because Kanye is a gifted artist and Elon Musk is a guy who's thought about Mars and electric cars. And, you know, he moves the needle on stuff. It could have been really good for humanity.
Yeah. I just, as a newsman, I can't believe what you have to tweet. Friends, three Oath Keepers are convicted of seditious conspiracy, and I hope you're sitting down for this. Some Republicans are sad that their guy running for president dined with a Holocaust denier. I mean, it's, wow. it's, yeah. it just, you know.
The pearl clutching if you're a Republican this week.
Yeah. Yeah, you said Merriam-Webster names gaslighting as the word of the year. I mean, this week, we always have this conversation with you, Ellie, as a newsman that's dealt in facts and journalism all your life. What it is like to live in this world where they are vaccine deniers, election deniers that are just, there is an
right, ultimate, weren't climate deniers cute? Like, that was a few years back, right? Yeah. They're not around as much as they used to be. When it was announced that Trump would be back on Twitter, that was my first thought, is that it sucked up so much of my time and energy. And it because you have to run down these stories. You have to confirm or deny that because he will say something about a policy change that will affect a lot of people. So you as a journalist have to be able to say that's not true or that would require congressional approval or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And when people would ask me during the Trump era, what's the worst outcome of the Trump presidency? And I said, all the important stories you didn't know because Donald Trump's gaslighting or lying took all the oxygen out of every room. And that's what he does.
How does a gaslighting journalist like Ali Velshi coexist with this? We played a clip earlier this week. You know, the Good Liars and others go out and interview, you know, people at MAGA rallies. And the last ones were Joe Biden's dead and he's being played by Jim Carrey and possibly James Woods. And then there was this one. Take a listen.
You think that Trump is actually still in power right now?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So you think Biden is not the current president right
no,
now?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir. Never believed it.
So Trump is the current president right now?
Yes, sir.
So are you mad at Trump for the high gas prices?
No. It's not Trump's fault.
Whose fault is it then?
It's Joe. He's got to set all this.
But Joe Biden, where's Joe Biden? He said he's not president.
He's not the president.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is.
So how could the gas prices be his fault if he's not president?
What? You don't understand what they're trying to do. They have to wake up the dingleberries that are still asleep.
What?
Okay.
Wake up the whom?
The dingleberries.
Never mind.
The dingleberries.
Let's just not repeat it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Allie, this is...
Wow.
And again, I know we can go, oh, that's funny, what an idiot, but, you know...
These people exist.
Yeah.
And they're among us, and they vote.
Yeah. And I don't know
whether... So that's interesting because I've, until I heard that, I've been thinking that there are two buckets. I had an argument with somebody who called into a show yesterday who said that I give too much credit to people who don't really understand racism in this country. And I said, no, I think I put people in two categories, right? There are racists, there are homophobes, there are all those things. But there are some people who in good faith are fearful about what their future is going to look like, and they don't consume enough information, they don't read the right stuff, and now we're banning books, and that makes it worse. So I was sort of trying to make the distinction between there's good faith people who don't, who really think that if you send their child to school and they read these books, their child will come home queer and black, and you know, they need to be talked to about that. There are the Nick Fuentes of the world, the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys. They're actually avowed bad folk. But what you were playing is somebody in the people in the middle. It's not bad faith stuff. It's this is what gaslighters do, right? This is exactly the outcome of gaslighting. You say something enough times, seven times, I'm told, according to research, if you're a person of import, and enough people will believe you because they don't know where to go for the information to not believe you. They're not watching. They're not listening to you. They're not watching me. They're getting their source from – they probably think they're getting three or four sources of information because it's Breitbart and Alex Jones and so, well, you know, InfoWars or Steve Bannon. And so it's all the same world of stuff. In the old days – nonsense couldn't make it to mainstream news. But now what happens is it shows up. It was on 8chan and 4chan and places like that. Then it would go to Alex Jones. Then somebody would pick it up from Fox, from Alex Jones. And then it would go to Lou Dobbs and Maria Bartiromo and places like that. And now it's mainstream stuff. Doesn't make it all the way to the Wall Street Journal. But it's the folks you were just playing probably aren't subscribing to the Wall Street Journal. So that's the problem, that you get tricked into putting nonsense and conspiracy theory into mainstream conservative media. And then you have Arizona and you have Michigan and you have Pennsylvania. And they all dodged a big Democratic bullet in the midterms. But Arizona, Carrie Lake, I think, is still not conceding that she's lost the election, and they're suing.
Yeah, and Cochise County just had to be forced to finally.
Had to be forced to certify the election.
Yeah, certify. But so you also tweeted, just speaking of misinformation, Dr. Anthony Fauci is one of the only scientists Americans know by name, face, and distinct Brooklyn accent. His gift of communication will be missed. Thankfully, he's influenced a new generation of doctors along the way. He's got to be exceptionally sad, though, Ali, as he leaves. Twitter's allowing COVID disinformation again.
Yeah.
And here we go, going into a winter surge.
Yeah.
Half my family got COVID at Thanksgiving. Yeah. I can't even tell you how many people I know. We're all vaccinated. I mean, not me, but I've had to test twice this week because I'm sick with something, and I'm negative. But I mean, this is how we live, and it's only going to get worse now with COVID disinformation.
Yeah, he must be sad about this, but I will say at least he gets to say he fought the good fight the whole time, right? This is a guy who existed during the Trump administration. He's existed for five presidencies before Trump, then Trump, and now Biden. And he's never had to face this stuff. You hear him in these hearings. Rand Paul goes after him all the time. Rand Paul, who's actually a medically trained person, he knows science. So
I think he certified himself, but that's not important now. Go ahead.
Right. But I think Fauci can claim that at least he stood up, and the inspiration for him, which is, by the way, a number of doctors who we've spoken to for the last 2 years have all joined the administration. I think the lesson there is smart people who are experts need to push back against this anti-intellectualism and anti-science and anti-fact world and just do what Fauci did. Keep his temper about him, engage with everybody, and just keep saying the same thing over and over again. It extends all the way to our conversations about democracy, but it could be about climate, could be about anything else.
Yeah.
Smart people who have the ability to engage and have the training to know what they're talking about and have the ability to sort of keep a calm demeanor about them have to keep doing this. That might be how we save democracy. It might be how we prevent COVID from spreading again or the next pandemic. I mean, I was emotional when I was delivering that. I did it on TV, and I'm grateful to Fauci and the doctors for fighting the good fight and keeping things honest when everybody else was lying about it. There are hundreds of thousands of people did not need to be dead as a result of.
I know. The medicine I need is Donald Trump's very, very bad, horrible week. Let's talk about that. That's a pretty big deal, the slapdown of Judge Cannon and the removal of the special master.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For president again, David Kaye predicts three outcomes. One, Trump gets the GOP nomination. Two, Trump loses the nomination and runs as an independent. Three, Trump realizes he'll be called a loser and urge supporters to boycott voting. Travis and I have a dream that he gets indicted, goes to prison, and runs third party. What are your
I want it all.
Predictions.
Can have it all.
Why not?
Well, if he runs, he probably wins the nomination because that 30%-ish core that he's got doesn't go somewhere else. Doesn't go to Ron DeSantis unless Trump is out. And even then, it's not clear that they would go vote for a Ron DeSantis. They might just sit home and say, my guy is gone. And that hurts them in the general election. So at the moment, it looks very positive for Democrats in the next presidential election. If he runs third party, he achieves the same goal in that the Republican Party has to sit it out for another presidential election because nobody can get Trump's 30% and enough to beat a Democrat. So those are both interesting scenarios. I think the question becomes with Jack Smith and others, is anybody going to make sure this isn't a Robert Mueller situation, right? Yeah. Where regardless of the outcome of the investigation, Donald Trump could face some consequence. He is really betting on the fact that by declaring himself a candidate for president, he can do the whole this is a witch hunt thing and people will stay away from him. A lot of experts tell me there's no legal basis to think that the various cases against him need to proceed. And if Jack Smith comes up with good information, which January 6th is mostly providing, so it will be good information, charges should be laid against Donald Trump. And Joyce Vance told me this week that she thought that the conviction of Elmer Stewart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers of seditious conspiracy is the midpoint in this journey, right? The beginning was all those people who were charged with and have been convicted of trespassing, basically. Right? Yeah. The term is something else, but going to Congress.
Yeah.
And the midpoint is a guy, Elmer Stewart Rhodes, never entered the Capitol.
Yeah.
The head of the Oath Keepers.
Yeah.
So he's not charged with any kind of trespassing. The charge and the conviction is for a conspiracy. That's the midpoint. The end point is finding out who led the conspiracy, who started it, who was involved in it, who knew about it, and whether it was President Donald Trump.
Real quick before we go, the House getting Trump's taxes. Too late to do anything with it? Do you think we'll ever see them? What's your take on that?
We'll see them, but it's too late. It's largely too late for them to do anything with it. The best thing to do is figure out some mechanism to hand over that investigation or the stuff that they need to see in those taxes to the Senate, where it can't get buried. But for the moment, they've got 30 days and they got to get that January 6th report out and figure out how to deal with that without it being hijacked. So I think probably too late.
I like the way you think, though. Ali Velshi, I like the cut of your jib. And I don't even know what a jib is. But
I love that. Good expression.
All right. We'll see you next week. Love you.
Thanks, Ali.
Bye, Ali.
Bye.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by this text from my girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Should I be reading... Bombastic. That's what she calls me. I don't know why. Baby Bombastic. Okay. She just said, masterclass. I want to do Esther Perel's class. So did I make this up that she's really excited about masterclass? I don't even know who that is, but they have over 180 world-class instructors.
Yeah.
Anything you want to do, the best in the world will teach you. Yes. It is fascinating. And it's a little mind candy. You're right. If you're standing in line, you're hiking, you're doing whatever, you're walking.
I dare say it's more nutritious than candy.
Thank you.
Because it teaches you stuff in a fun way.
Yes. These cinematic on-demand videos are short enough to fit in your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, just on the go in audio mode. I do that sometimes when I'm hiking. When I was at the airport, I was doing my little airport walk and a little brain candy.
Yeah.
Come on. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a MasterClass membership. Get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie. That is masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's the Christmas and the holiday season, everyone. Time for gift giving, parties with friends and family, and getting compliments everywhere you go and looking years younger thanks to Genucel. I've been using Genucel products for a couple of years now. They have transformed my skin. I love their products. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package is 70% off at Genucel.com. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. See those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, pesky bags and puffiness, even a sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. With its immediate effects, you can see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. And included in every most popular package is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will
restore your youthful appearance. Visit GenuCell.com/Stephanie now. Enter my special promo code Stephanie. Additional 10% off your entire order. Every order instantly upgraded to free express shipping. GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That code is FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Give him that crowbar. Watch him open up that Man Crate. The code again, FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh?
Hey, guess why I'm wearing this Sexy Liberal Save America t-shirt this morning? Because this is a Free Speech TV fund drive time, and only today, only through the end of today, if you donate $120 or more to Free Speech TV and keep us on the air here, you can get the exclusive access to the epic final Sexy Liberal Save Democracy tour with all of today's show's guests, Frangela and John Fugelsang and Glenn Kirshner.
Yep.
Throw in a little Hal Sparks Rob Reiner.
No extra charge.
You've got it, right? You've got a show, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch it, right? Anytime you want.
Yep.
Or you can also show your pride with a box of Free Speech TV goodies shipped straight to you. Watch the show on demand from the comfort of your home.
Absolutely.
Only available through today, Friday, December 2nd. Freespeech.org. Please and thank you.
AskGas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night again. We're up all night again.
Waka 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 waka. Julie in Seattle says, Steph, a member of the Republican Cray Cray Caucus claims they have a non-member of the House who will challenge Kevin. Who's behind the door? A dreamy guy in a tux with a corsage or Stephen Miller with a dog-eared copy of Mein Kampf? P.S. LOL, this ad brings back all the queasy dread of being a young girl in the 60s. Are you ready for your mystery date? Open the door for your mystery date. Ralph Norman is his name, the right-wing whack, right? He said, it will be apparent in the coming weeks who that person will be. I will tell you, it'll be interesting.
Oh. Mystery date.
Who is it?
Are you ready for your mystery date?
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
John Boner?
Or a dud?
Oh, open the
Stephen
door.
Miller. Oh. Oh, fight, John, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. I can't wait.
Is John Boner really a dream?
I don't know.
David
Minneapolis.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. For the small town of Abbotsford, the annual Christmas parade is a big deal. For the 51st year, the little town of around 2,000 people will enjoy more than 45 floats and hundreds of costumes in the parade that always takes place on the first Saturday in December. One of the favorite floats is the sinuous Puff the Magic Dragon that twines around the street and blows steam towards attendees. Puff has been a part of the annual parade since the 1970s and has become the star of the show. Thousands of hours go into making the storybook theme parade a magical event for everyone. Newer floats feature characters from Disney movies and popular shows, and not to be outdone by a dragon, Santa Claus is sure to make an appearance. The parade starts on Abbotsford's Main Street at 7 p.m. December 3rd. In sports, for college women's volleyball, Wisconsin hosts Quinnipiac tonight. Also tonight, the Bucks take on the Lakers. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 20. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, highs level off around 35. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 28.
But when I first became leader, it was 8, and now it's more like 17. I think they may have added one or two in the last day or so, probably more than double what was there, again, when I first became a leader. And so it reflects the beautiful diversity of our caucus, I couldn't be more thrilled.
Speaker Pelosi, star of stage, screen, house, and of course, San Francisco sexy liberal.
Right.
Pardon me. Bringing it all back to sexy liberal. Chris.
Yes.
It's been a good sexy liberal week. Who said the law is clear? We cannot write a rule that allows any subject of a search warrant to block government investigations after the execution of the warrant, nor can we write a rule that allows only former presidents to do so. Either approach would be a radical rendering of our case law, limiting the federal court's involvement in criminal investigations, and both would violate bedrock separation of powers limitations. Who said that?
Snagglepuss.
No, that would be the federal appeals court. That...
I got that wrong.
Bench slapped.
Bench slapped. Yes, bench slapped Judge Cannon and removed the special master. Who said, I see a lot of good things about Hitler also.
Huckleberry Hound?
No, that'd be yee.
Cocaine Bear.
Yes, that was a good, that's
well,
a better
that was
guess.
Yesterday.
Who said every human being has value they brought to the table, especially Hitler?
Yogi Bear.
No.
Cocaine Bear.
Yes, yes.
Yogi Bear on cocaine.
Kanye yee.
Feed the right bear.
Whatever. Okay. Listen, you know John Fugelsang is our soulmate because he tweeted, I admit I saw Cocaine Bear trending and I thought Don Jr. had just been given his indigenous name.
Yeah.
See?
Nailed
we're
it.
On the, he completes us. He completes
Bank
us.
Addicts. With Fugelsang.
Bank Addicts.
With John Fugelsang.
Hi, John. Hi.
Greetings from the New York Bureau, children, here in America, where we're flooding the zone with petulant fascist childmen.
Yes.
I think that's our number one export at this point, petulant fascist childmen.
Oh
that's
God.
All I see on my news.
We've been obsessed with Cocaine Bear this week, but I don't know what to say about the whole, how do you say it even, yay?
What?
Just about Kanye.
I just call him. I call him the artist formerly known as an artist. That's,
right.
That's what I call him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, on behalf of all mentally ill people, it's incredibly easy to be mentally ill and not compliment Nazis. Never been a problem for me. Even with Tourette's, never a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wow.
It's just,
wow.
I was saying at the top of the show, but I mean, it seems like the theme between Herschel Walker and Kanye is just the disgusting racism the GOP engages in by using clearly, deeply mentally ill black men as, you know, as their, I don't even know what to say.
I'm sorry, I think you meant to say blacks for Trump.
Yes.
I think that's the phrase you're
looking for. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Only the best, folks.
Yes, by the way, you said I want to thank everyone who uses Pocahontas as a slur because publicly announcing one's racism saves the rest of us a lot of time. Yeah, it doesn't seem like, it seems like they're dispensing kind of with all dog whistles now, right?
You know, the dog whistle's a train whistle now, but I do want to give Herschel Walker some credit because he really spoke the truth last week when he said this erection is about the people, because they all are, Stephanie. Erections are the bedrock of our entire democracy. And, that's why you should always find the erection center nearest you. And I got to say, the voters of Georgia seem really capable of holding two erections in the same month.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are you done?
So, Herschel got it.
Do we have a happy ending to that bit?
That's not. You thought I brought a bit? No. I'm just going to act out my Mar-a-Lago Nazi Thanksgiving special. That's all I've got.
So apparently that was the bridge too far for Elon Musk, who suspended Yee's Twitter account yesterday. He tweeted,
12 hours.
Yeah, Twitter needs to become by far the most accurate source of information about the world. That's our mission. And you said also lies that harm democracy and or public health now count as totally cool free speech. That's not his goal. His goal is, you know, to have rampant disinformation and no consequences for that.
Let me tell you something. Since apartheid, McBratface was forced by a judge to actually go through buying Twitter, I have lost 20,000 followers. As of yesterday, it's 20,000 I have lost since this hump took over. And he might think he's really doing the right thing by banning Kanye, but as soon as Kanye tells him, I got $8, he'll come back because Elon Musk is a billionaire with a cup in his hand for $8. He's like, he's worse than those liberals with clipboards outside Whole Foods. He just wants money. Stop the guy. All right. I honestly don't know. I don't know what's behind this at this point. I'm actually convinced that Elon is not just screwing up on a global level.
Yeah.
I want to know who staked his $44 billion, because it really seems like a lot of hostile foreign actors were very willing to blow money on a dead website if it hurts democracy. And Twitter is the electronic public square for this country. And it seems like several outside forces are trying to blow that unity up.
Yeah, yeah. Senator Professor Warren, who we did not call that slur, but talking about this whole thing with Elon.
Republicans say that Democrats are picking on Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other.
Yeah, she went on to say, real quick.
One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
So, John, where are you on Twitter? We've all been saying, like, I don't notice any difference in how it looks. You know, like, I keep hoping we're going to outlast him, but I what do you think?
Well, at least we have free speech, finally, and comedy is back, too, because the guy who said comedy is back is banning comedians, so that's a sign that comedy's back. I haven't felt this empowered since we were finally allowed to legally say Merry Christmas again. Wasn't it great when we were legally allowed to come back to that? I mean, for me, I just think that the more Kanye's awful and the more Elon's awful, it takes time away from making fun of Nick Fuentes. And that's what I think the moment was going to call for. I began this week with Nick Fuentes on my mind, but again... Yeah. The petulant Nazi child men.
Yeah.
At some point, we have to say, okay, media, you need to run that clip 100 more times? Really? I mean, the media needs a villain.
Yeah.
And that's why the only religious people you'll ever see on the media are right-wing fundamentalist Pharisees. That's why they keep putting Kanye and Trump out there, because this is how Trump got elected. Hate watching. Clicks to see a bad guy. And it's really, really destructive that our entertainment and our politics are overlapping so much.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, they're not all men. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who like physically and spiritually hugged Nick Fuentes. Yeah. Here, she's Herschel's handler in the St. Jude's commercial this week.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Really need Georgia to get out and vote for Herschel Walker. Please do it. I know we're asking a lot of you, but we need you to get out there and vote.
We're asking a lot of you to vote for this black man, is what she just said.
Well, did you see the Georgia's lieutenant governor, right, is Republican, said he went in the booth and he just couldn't vote for anybody, so he left.
I'm gonna call.
And then bragged about it on CNN. You know, it's like, oh, do I take the pastor of the church that Martin Luther King was pastor at, or the guy who held a gun to his wife's head and abandoned his children? I'm sorry, both sides do it. And listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene is awful, and so is Lauren Boebert. She's like a female Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, these people are going to keep on coming because they're all hood ornaments on the same fascist Nazi clown car, all of them.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro thinks he's different from Nick Fuentes?
Yeah.
No, they're both the same simian changeling child, both of them. They're both Satan's smug little prison punks, these infantile pieces of Putin porn. And again, these micropenis fascist flunkies are going to continue to just gobble up our airwaves, going after the low-frequency people. And we have to remember, they're the loudest, they're going to attract the most attention, but there's more of us, and these fascists always lose.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, how did we get numb to this, John, what you just referenced? Five more women who were previously romantically involved with Herschel Walker have come forward to accuse him of deeply troubling violent behavior, rampant infidelity, serial dishonesty. One woman spoke on the record. But it just, are we just so numb to this? It's not just the hypocrisy and the abortions. It's this violence that, you know, in many cases he's admitted to holding a gun to his wife's head. It's just, how did the original misogyny become okay for him to
look? Herschel Walker hates women so much, he's qualified to run for governor of Florida at this point. He's that awful. But that's always been a part of it. Misogyny is always part of fundamentalist religion. The more conservative your religion is, the more women are second-class citizens. Extreme conservative Jews, extreme conservative Muslims, extreme conservative Hindus, Christians. The more right-wing you are, the more you believe that God really wants you to keep women down. So to these people, it's not misogyny. It's just the natural order of things. And enough women are dead inside and we're raised to believe it. So this is what we're fighting. This is what we're beating. It just takes a long time.
The woman that went on the record described an intimate and tumultuous five-year relationship with Walker in the 2000s, beginning shortly after his divorce, continuing a year after the publication of his memoir about his struggle with dissociative identity disorder, once known as multiple personality disorder. She described Walker as a pathological liar, someone who knows how to manipulate his disease in order to manipulate people while at times simultaneously completely out of control, accusing him of using his mental health issues as an alibi to justify lying, cheating, and ultimately destroying families. The article includes multiple photos of her with Walker during their relationship. She also provided other evidence, including cards, gifts, travel records, journal entries, business plans they worked on. The couple broadly smiling in all the photos, but she describes terrifying situations behind the scenes. I would watch him change in front of my eyes multiple times in a single conversation. Stress would make his condition worse, she said. She believes the campaign has exacerbated his problem with his child alters who cannot construct a complete sentence on the national stage, calling it so sad to watch, even more scary for our country. Walker had a disturbing fascination with serial killers, and she was unnerved by how often he carried a gun and would play with it around her.
There's two ways this goes. Herschel loses, and in 2 weeks, no one's talking about him. The media has forgotten him. He is left all alone, and he's never mentioned it in public again.
Yeah.
The other way it goes is he wins somehow, even though 200,000 people showed up to vote for Brian Kemp and not Herschel Walker. He somehow beats Reverend Warnock, goes to the Senate, and becomes the face of the Republican Party, which all of them deserve. Worst case scenario, he wins. Democrats will still have narrow control of the Senate, and the Republicans get to carry him and own him like they own Matt Gaetz, like they own Donald Trump, like they own Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to play dumb about it. Mitch McConnell would love to see this guy go away.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. John Fugelsang, I'm not sure you're aware that if you're a fine American, you can still watch the Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour on pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com.
Okay.
$20. I need $20 to make you holler. That's it. You can watch it as many times as you want all the way through the end of the year. Right? Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
There you go.
There you go. It's fantastic. It's so funny. Look, if this was just a bunch of liberals being preachy to a cheering audience, it'd still be great. But no, it's a great comedy show. I love doing it. I really recommend it. It's so inspiring. And it's going to be timely for the next 2 years. So do check it out at meathook.live.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Love you, John Fugelsang. Mwah.
Thanks, John.
See you love next. You. And by the way, Steph, I know you think gaslighting was the dictionary's term of the year.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you it's not actually so.
Really?
Steph, I know you believe it, but
really?
That's not what's really happening in the room right now. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gaslighting, Steph.
See what he did?
But
see what he did there?
You, and
see how he ends with
okay. Yeah.
He ends with
have a
joke.
Great one, guys.
Love
thanks,
you. Goodbye.
Thanks, John.
he's funny like that.
He is.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. AdamandEve.com. Yeah, go ahead.
I can get one of those for her.
Oh, for the girlfriend? Yeah, the girlfriend.
I don't even know what.
The girlfriend likes toys.
I don't know what that
I'm
is.
I'm just saying. Listen, who
it's
doesn't?
It's got a pump on
it's
the
a,
end of it?
It's a hoo-ha pump.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If you use our promo code, I mean, it's the gift that literally keeps giving and giving. Trying to think of how to say it.
Yeah,
Christmas will keep coming all year. What?
Can you get the hoo-ha pump and explain to us how it works?
Yes, I think I will.
Okay.
Okay. And you also get free shipping. Doesn't matter what you choose. It'll all be packaged and sent discreetly for free. More pleasure in the bedroom is the gift that keeps on giving.
And it goes well with your lower voice this morning.
Yes.
Your sensual voice.
Yes, it does. Treat your partner. Treat yourself. Life's too short not to enjoy yourself. Go to adamandeve.com. Mm. Get something fun for the holidays. The code is Miller. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Make sure you support our show. Go to adamandeve.com. You get not just the 50% off, but also 100% free shipping with the code Miller at adamandeve.com.
Vegetable
include music. This is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. Unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a gram-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a Masterclass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That code is FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Give him that crowbar. Watch him open up that Man Crate. The code again, FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack.
Hey, 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 Free Speech TV Land. Yep. Why am I wearing my Fine American?
Why?
Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour shirt, because today is the last day. If you donate $120 or more to Free Speech TV, you can get exclusive access to the epic final Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour here in Los Angeles with Rob Reiner and Glenn Kirshner.
Yep.
Fridays with Frangela, Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, me. I mean,
so much fun.
All of right. them. Okay.
And Travis in spandex.
Yes, Travis in a superhero outfit, and you can see his whole package.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Freespeech.org. And Chris plays the role of a muscular guy in a t-shirt, just standing there.
That's my uniform.
Okay.
Jody dressed up like a nurse.
Yes, she did. That's a little added bonus. And you get to keep us on the air and save democracy.
Yep.
Freespeech.org. Please do it now.
To outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel. Oh, this is the gift everyone loves. Because everyone asked me, how do you keep your skin so flarnamarn? Meaning, you know, 20 years younger than
right.
I am. Well, I'm telling you, it's the holiday season. It is the time to give the gift of youth, the fountain of youth. 70% off right now at Genucel.com. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. It's forehead wrinkles, ew, fine lines, skin redness. Pesky bags, puffiness, yes, even a sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular package. With immediate effects, you see results in as little as 12 hours, guaranteeing your money back. That's that under eye magic.
Yeah.
Included almost every most popular package, pardon me, is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration. We all need that in the winter, no matter where you live. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter my special promo code Stephanie. Additional 10% off your entire order. Every order instantly upgraded to free express shipping. Genucel.com. That is GenuCel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. All right, one more.
Okay.
Guess the quote.
Here we go.
At the end of the
show.
Let's do it. Who said Republicans must learn to quit underestimating POTUS?
Joe Boo Biden. Boo Bear.
No.
Cocaine Bear.
No. Newt Gingrich.
Wow. Okay.
Who said conservatives' hostility to the Biden administration on our terms tends to blind us to just how effective Biden has been?
So Barney Bear.
No, that would be Newt Gingrich.
Oh,
what has happened?
I don't know.
Who said Biden had one of the best first term off year elections in history? Who said that?
Ranger Smith.
No, Newt Gingrich. What has this happened?
I don't know.
It's got to be did.
He sounds like he has been doing Cocaine Bear.
Also, it was a good week for the rule of law. As we said, Ron tweets, Cochise County, Arizona caved and certified after being notified by a court they were committing a felony by refusing. All Arizona counties have now certified and the election is officially over.
There goes our chances of flipping the house, though. Because if they would.
Oh, and then just a love tweet for me. Gay supervillain tweets, leave it to dad who doesn't like Beaver was hilarious and deserved at least a giggle, Chris and Travis. But at least Travis has a husband, Steph.
I said it was funny.
Yeah.
Was funny.
But now you're beating a dead beaver.
It's a nice beaver, though, isn't it?
It's dead.
I just had it stuffed.
Beaten into the ground.
All right, Daryl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Hi, Daryl in Georgia. Hi.
Hi. How are you folks doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Just want to let you love you all. First time caller. Kanye, I just can't with him as a black man.
Right.
But more importantly, a friend of mine sent me
I just can't, by the way, as a fan, as someone that is not a fan of Hitler. Yeah, I just can't.
Yeah. Frank, if Travis can go to YouTube to Grace and Frankie Season 5, Episode 12,
okay,
you'll see the Shut the F Up Mountain.
Oh,
yes.
That's not the quote that...
That's not what we're looking for.
We know that's from Grace and Frankie.
Right.
Other one is not.
We're looking for the bitch, please. We don't know where it's from.
Go down to the Five and Dime where it ought to be sold.
Yeah.
Well, I have more homework to do.
Okay.
All right. Love you all.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Joe in Cleveland. Hi, Joe. Hello. Hi, Joe.
Joe's not there,
Joe,
man.
Joe was out door knocking for Raphael Warnock.
Oh,
hooray.
Cool.
Good for you. Good boy. Bet you've been wasting your time on some stupid radio show.
If he would have been paying attention, he could have introduced a fan to you on the phone
while
he was knocking on a door.
Uh-huh.
Nick in Minnesota. Hello, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, no.
Oh, Nick.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Nick says I sound like Marlo Thomas. I could go do a St. Jude's commercial with
him.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
Our pirate Nick from Frozen Tundra, Har Mar Mall.
All right.
With your sexy low new voice sounds like that girl, the wonderful activist Marlo Thomas.
Yes, Marlo Thomas. Oh, Daddy.
My first father.
Oh, Donald.
Donald.
Oh, Donald. She wasn't, hers wasn't that low. Okay, speaking of the president speaking yesterday about Ukraine.
Look, there's one way for this war to end. The rational way. Putin to pull out of Ukraine, number one. But it appears he's not going to do that. He's paying a very heavy price for failing to do it, but he's inflicting incredible, incredible carnage on the civilian population of Ukraine, bombing nurseries, hospitals, children's homes. It's sick what he's doing.
And this is how his policy is different than Trump's policy toward Putin, which was...
Yeah, sorry.
And I was going to play as much of it as I could. He said, I have no immediate plans to contact Putin. I'll speak with him when he wants to end the war. That's how you deal with Putin.
Yeah.
Not.
That's not how it sounds.
That's not. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No one does it that way.
When was the last time you've done that?
I'm going to ask Brandoa next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We all make promises, big and small,
tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.